You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Pennsylvania voters appear to be highly motivated ahead of the midterm elections in November. Turnout in last month's primary was the highest in almost two decades, according to the latest data from the Department of State. WITF Sam Dunklaw caught up with a few voters to find out what drove them to the polls and what they want candidates to focus on over the next few months.
Republican Joel Sears is a school board member at York Suburban School District. He thinks casting a ballot is a civic responsibility.
Because I like to vote. I think it's my duty, and I enjoy doing it.
Democrat Katrina Peters is a paralegal for Dauphin County's Children and Youth Agency. To her, it's a chance to have her voice heard.
I vote in every election regardless. It's so important. But, I mean, this time is obviously, it feels like it's higher stakes.
Sears and Peters were part of a big voter turnout in Pennsylvania's spring primary, the largest since 2002. 39% of registered Republicans and 32% of registered Democrats cast a ballot.
So our numbers this time, our turnout was higher than typical. That said, this was not a typical election.
Franklin and Marshall College Center for Opinion Research Director Burwood Yost says a few things were going on. An open U.S. Senate and governor's election brought in many candidates and around $75 million in campaign contributions, both of which may have attracted more voters. But overall, only about 70,000 more GOP faithful turned out than Democrats. Almost 5 million people between both parties and more than 1 million others who couldn't vote because they aren't members of either stayed home. Yost says that's why it's important to not read too much into what all this means for November.
Every election is its own thing, right? And we don't know what the context on the ground will be come November.
Plus, voters will help shape that context. Katrina Peters, for instance, has a host of issues she wants the candidates for governor and Senate to weigh in on.
Gun legislation, mental health, and our educational system, those are definitely the issues I need them to be talking about on both sides. I want to hear both sides of that argument.
She says she doesn't just want to hear from fellow Democrats.
Believe it or not, I kind of want to hear what Doug Mastriano has to say about all these things. I'm probably not going to love it, but I need to hear it. I need to know.
Republican Joel Sears says candidates should be talking about a longtime hot button issue, property tax burdens, which vary widely from county to county. Property owners in and around York, for instance, have to pick up about 60% of school district expenses each year, even though the state is supposed to share that burden. As a York Suburban School Board member, Sears says he's seen that imbalance firsthand.
It's crazy. It's an economic death spiral. I don't hear anybody at the state level talking about this. The right way to go is for state government to face the music and dance, namely, increase the broad-based taxes, so that some of these other obligations can be relieved from taxpayers.
Legalizing recreational marijuana is important to Pitt graduate student and Democrat David Roach, but he wants anyone who supports legalization to support criminal justice changes too.
Expunging criminal records of people who are in prison for marijuana charges. Like, you can't make it legal for people to currently do it if people are still in jail for those same offenses.
Sears says while he opposes legalization, he says Roach has a point.
So let's say there is an amnesty, but more importantly, it would not be considered a felony any longer. Well, I don't have any problem with that. It doesn't take legalization to decriminalize it.
The voters I spoke with say they feel the same way when it comes to how the state's leaders are tackling the issues of the day. Pollster Burwood Yost says it's a sentiment he's seen in recent surveys conducted by his group.
A sizable portion of people are just not happy with the way our politics is practiced, with its divisiveness. And, you know, they are also unhappy with the gridlock that they see.
Sears, a Republican, says candidates can help fix that environment.
Stop the negativity, stop the flame throwing, take an issue, unpack it, explain it, and tell me what you're going to do.
In November, Pennsylvania will again be in the national spotlight. The U.S. Senate race could tip the balance of power in that chamber, and the governor's contest will decide whether Republicans will control two of the three branches or whether they'll have to work with another Democrat. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.